Paul Tatum, T-A-T-U-M, 110.55. Today 7/9/24. 69-year-old gentleman comes in complaining of tenderness over his prostate and bladder area. He's 69 years old. He has a history of hypertension, atrial fibrillation, diabetes, coronary artery disease, renal cancer. Patient recently had some kind of nephrostomy tube placed and some sort of percutaneous procedure to remove the small cancer that was present in his kidney. He had he had a hyponephroma, which required open removal back in 2019, but the most recent surgery was done percutaneously, period. In the paragraph, he was on Cipro. He finished the Cipro a few days ago, and now he's having some pain over his bladder. He has had some fever at night and chills, but he's not febrile at this time. Family history, old age, and heart disease. Social, married, 35 years, has two children. He's still working for a refinery, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. Surgery, left kidney cancer, status post percutaneous procedure to remove the small growth, most recently heart stent placement, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, COVID immunization, none, allergy, vancomycin, piperacillin, and Xarelto, medication, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams once a day, lisinopril, 2.5 milligrams a day, Januvia, 100 milligrams a day, Plavix, 75 milligrams once a day, period. Patients alert, awake, no distress, 156 pounds, 98%, 97.9, 16, 64, 136 over 71. Heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next rigidity, skin shows no rash, there's light tenderness, noted over the bladder, neurological and non-focal. Patient's ultrasound of the bladder, kidney reveals no hydronephrosis. Number one, number two, urine analysis is negative for infection. Number three, be given his fever. I would like to give him a gram of Rocephin. Next number, cannot rule out prostatitis. Next number, is followed Rocephin with Cipro. Next number, he's not interested in injection. Next number, he wants to get a refill on his Cipro and then follow up with his urologist the next week when things open up. Things are pretty much closed because of the hurricane that has occurred here in our area. Next number, Cipro 500 twice a day given. Next number, trace glucose in the urine, normal because he's a diabetic. Next number, because of his diabetes, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, we looked at his echocardiogram, we looked at his carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Next number, no lymphadenopathy was noted. Next number, pH, the urine was 5.5. Next number, BPH, mild. Next number, reevaluate condition next week. Next number, I explain to him that if his symptoms don't get any better, he starts having high fever or any other issues, he needs a CT scan right away, and him and his wife understand that. Thank you.